Hi, it's Leanne again. Right now, you are standing at the intersection of Amherst and Carleton Streets, on the east side of MIT's campus. Right at the corner is a brick building, MIT Medical, where students, staff, faculty, and their families can receive medical care on campus. Just past Medical, on the same side of the street, stands one of the most striking buildings on campus. This gorgeous wall of glass, metal, and light comprises the MIT Media Lab. The glass beauty you can see from this perspective is actually a recent extension to the original gray building, whose columns you can see if you walk just past Medical and look across the courtyard. From prosthetics to 3D printing, the work at the Media Lab is at the forefront of the fields of science, design, and computer technology. While the Media Lab is a somewhat newer addition to MIT, the original building opened in 1985, the concept of collaborative open workspace here is not new. Many great people and ideas emerged from the famous Building 20, a temporary structure built to meet wartime needs in World War II. This temporary building remained until 1998, however, and gave birth to ideas as disparate as Noam Chomsky's linguistic theories and the Bose speaker. The space was cherished as a makeshift workspace where people from all disciplines interacted and shared ideas. Down the street to the left, you can see many of the buildings that make up the MIT Sloan School of Management, one of the top business schools in the world. Undergraduate and graduate students alike study at the Sloan School, and its presence has allowed for the blending of the roles of science and business in the world, including a dual MBA and master's in engineering program called Leaders for Global Operation. Both Media Lab and Sloan have influenced the startup culture at MIT. Every department boasts many startups that resulted from the innovative and interdisciplinary atmosphere here. Multiple groups on campus encourage entrepreneurship, including the MIT Martin Trust Center for Entrepreneurship and the Sandbox Innovation Fund, organizations which guide and assist students as they pursue marketing the ideas they develop at MIT. Companies founded at MIT and by MIT graduates include Dropbox, the wildly popular cloud storage website, Terrafugia, which seeks to build a flying car, and Liquiglide, the company trying to market a ketchup bottle coating that went viral several years ago. Beyond the startup culture at MIT, the Institute is also known for the vast number of free resources available to students both on campus and throughout the world. MIT's OpenCourseWare, or OCW, has massive archives with notes and coursework from many of MIT's courses of all levels. And these archives are available to anyone in the world. MIT's edX also offers free online courses in the same vein of open education. This is the last stop on the audio tour, so feel free to explore the Sloan campus on your own. There's a very unassuming Picasso sculpture over there. To find out more information, go check out the List Visual Arts Center in the Media Lab. To get back to where you started on this tour, continue down Carleton Street to return to the Red Line and Kendall Square. If you're dying to buy some MIT swag, check out the MIT Coop bookstore while you're there.